Sorry, what was your name, my lovely hairy friend?
What?
Daniel. Excellent stuff, Daniel. What do you do for a living, Daniel? A public servant. Whoa, whoa, hello. Look at everyone. Woohoo!
Yeah! Public servants. We love it.
I think he might work for the government rather than you just going, oh, excellent. We've just got a bloke who goes around and do anything we want. It's not like Man Friday. You can't just snap your fingers. Hey, Daniel, can you bring me a drink, please? Certainly, sir. I am a public servant. He's not like a municipal butler. That's not the way it works. Excuse me, Daniel, but these shoes are very—they're very dirty. Could you give them a buffing, please? Certainly, sir. Wow, a public servant with a full long beard and the tattoos and all that. I thought they'd be quite strict on what do you do? What sort of public service are you in there? Sorry, just before you tell me, don't you dare, right? Right? Can we just have some sort of decorum in the room, please? If Daniel works for, say, he cleans the roads, right? I don't want you just... ha, ha, ha!
You dickhead, I work in accounts, ha, ha, ha!
Go on. Statistics and surveys. Oh, wow, what sort of surveys do you do? What is wrong with that as a question?
Here we go.
Yeah. All different ones, yeah. Best not do the same one every time. Yeah. Okay. No, shut up! Shut your faces! That's a... Like, I don't claim to be a statistical survey expert, but your boss would get pissed off after a while, wouldn't you? Have you done another survey? I've done the same one as I did yesterday. I went out and asked 100 people in the street. That's Family Feud. You don't do that, do you? Imagine that, if you just kept coming back going, is this for Family Feud? No, it's meant to be about where we're going to put the new roads in. Oh, sorry, what have you done? I asked 100 people something you'd find on a beach. Oh, for God's sake. This is ridiculous. Is it a towel? It is a towel, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm the boss in here. Give me another one. I was watching the English version of Family Feud, right? And there was a woman on there who's possibly the thickest woman I've ever seen in my life, right? It was amazing, right? Never in a million years will you guess what her answer was, right? She was asked, name a famous Parisian landmark, right? Then you think, Eiffel Tower, Arc de Triomphe, maybe it's the Moulin Rouge at a push, right? A famous Parisian landmark. And she genuinely said, you know when you spit your drink all over the telly, right? Name a famous Parisian landmark. You know what she said? She said, is it Hawaii? Wow! Is it Hawaii? Like, did she mean, like, Polynesian landmark? But is it Hawaii? How off your face would you have to be to just go, it's probably Hawaii? One of these answers, statistically, she thought one of the answers would be Hawaii. Just at some point on the show, just answer every question. Is it Hawaii? We asked you something you'd find underground. Is it Hawaii? Have you been drinking? Yes, I have. I thought that was some latecomers coming in there. That was someone going for a piss. There is a piss break, by the way. I'll talk some bollocks and then we'll, have a short piss break. So, somebody went, the piss break is for everyone. It's not, I don't just go, hang on a sec, and it's not. It's a community. Well, it's not a community thing. It's an individual, private thing. To be honest, you know, there's a urinal situation, and you can fellas, obviously, ladies, not so much. You can have a go. Why not? Give yourself a challenge. What was I on about? I love the fact that some of you are.
Did he just mind getting his cock out?
That's unacceptable.